There are danger for the rural Ireland and the roads of rural Ireland, because it's the mechanism that's there. You have to be head on for them to dip, and if they don't, you're blinded. I had, as you said, I had first on two occasions, one in September where I actually touched the ditch to get away from it, because it was on a local road. They come round, bends these cars, they don't pick up your lights, but actually you're caught in the headlamps then, you're blind. Mm-hmm. And as I said there, I was coming back from my wake in Ballinasloe along the end N61 from between Roscommon and Boyle, and witnessed the same. But actually it wasn't me, it was the driver in front of me, the vehicle in front of me. He stuck the car to the road because this guy came round a bend with the big headlights on.
Yeah.
And I almost went into him, but there was another guy. I was far enough, lucky enough, I was staying far enough back, I was safe enough, but the guy that was behind me was right on my tail. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are causing accidents. They're talking about the higher road, number of deaths on the road, number of accidents. These people just drive on. They've on the big headlights, they just drive on. Little or no regard for the other motorists.
Do you feel that these motorists know the dangers of what they have? Because I suppose, in theory, these mechanisms, when the beating of the vehicle are even reflect against a sign, the vehicles are supposed to dip their lights automatically. But this isn't happening in a lot of instances.
This isn't happening on the rural roads of Ireland. And as I said, if you come around a bend or you come up out of a dip, these cars hit you, full on. You cannot see, you're blinded. So they're a danger. And sadly, the people that are driving them have become so used to the mechanism switching on, switching, working, that manually they should be doing it. So I would reckon that it should go back. There should be, in all vehicles of that era, this last 3 or 4 years that have them, this automatic beam should be removed.
Yeah.
People should take more responsibility in the road. They're very powerful lights. Even the lights, when they're dipped, they're fairly strong. But there's another problem that has arisen now, and it needs to be addressed at the NCT centres, which the RSA and the department needs to do it, that cars that are not built with the headlamps for these LED lights, they're not suitable at all. Even the manufacturers say, you know, you're supposed to use the halogen lights, the older lights. They're not suitable for it, because we see when people dip the lights, actually you think they hadn't dipped at all, but those sockets or those headlamps are not suitable at all.
There was some of the councillors said it definitely should be reviewed, but you're calling for these to be banned outright. You feel they're a contributing factor to the number of accidents, especially on rural roads?
Well, as I have said, you make them to drive on. They don't care what has happened. The guy went off the road. You could hit a pedestrian, because you're blinded. You just can't see where you're going. The road isn't safe with them. So reviewing it is a waste of time. They need to be banned. Our rural roads in Ireland, they might be all right for the autobahns and the big motorways across Europe, but they definitely don't suit rural Ireland.